Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Previously on Gresh and Keefe.
You just hung up on him.
I did not do
did you
that.
Hang up on him?
No, I didn't.
He bailed?
No, what happened was...
He had a Red Sox take.
Somebody...
No, that was my fault. I lost track of my crooked finger. That happens sometimes, and I accidentally hit a different line and dropped
something. Oh, God. What a line there by John. How many times did he use that?
This is Gresh and Keefe.
You know, I said I needed time, and I still think I have a lot of time in front of me, I guess, to make that decision. And I'm going to make sure that I take all that time that I need to make the right one.
Andy Gresh.
I think he's 100% going to retire.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, I think
he's
done.
Do you think he's done yeah. off of that?
Yeah, I think he's done.
Rich Keefe.
Kevin Durant, when he was available before the Warriors, he was linked to be with Al Horford. He loves Marcus Smart. He loves Ime Udoka. And he respects Jason Tatum. There's a lot of things going on here. There's real connections here.
Gresh and Keefe, right now.
With the 53rd pick in the 2022 NBA Draft, the Boston Celtics select J.D. Davison from the University of Alabama.
On WEEI.
So no first round pick last night.
No, it didn't happen.
Did you watch the whole first round?
You better believe it. I watched the whole draft.
I tapped out by 21. I was like, the Celtics, it doesn't look like they're making a move. And then it was just
kind of
to the background at that point.
Because of the rumors, I was thinking maybe at 28 with Golden State, right? There was talks that they might move on from the pick or whatever. So it was wait, and my guy Ty Washington was still available. So I'm like, maybe the Celtics will get Ty.
How many times did Jay Billis in that first round, they'd be like, best available, starting at 11. He was like, well, Ty Washington. And then it's like towards the end of the first round, he's like, well, Ty Washington.
That happens every year with the NBA and the NFL. Because what they do, it's a formula when you watch these shows of how they kind of go about it. And when they're killing time in between picks, if there's an extended little time, it's always, all right, let's reset the best available. They do it with Mel Kiper. They do it with Todd McShay. They do it with Jay Billis. And once a guy's been passed over, he's always still the best available. So you just constantly keep going back to like, well, like I said, so-and-so's still available.
It's like Kiper with the best available on the board. At least they do it by position for Kiper.
Yeah, they can move it up a little bit. But yeah.
With this, it's just like best player available. There you go. Pretty uneventful draft overall. The broadcast at times drove me nuts.
It was on both channels, right? It was on ABC and ESPN. I kept it on ESPN all night because I do like Billis. I think... So Malika Andrews is a good host. She was a little like, she was driving me nuts with the...
Over the top.
They kept
showing this is like, the greatest moment in their life.
100%.
I figured that out after the first eight picks, for Christ's sake.
They showed a replay of one of the players hugging his mom, and she's like, this is what it's all about.
This is what it's like, all about.
I'm just trying to see if my team got better.
Yeah, right. Rat's exactly. Ass, really.
So, yeah, she was too much on that.
I love
Perk. But have you ever heard Perk talk about college basketball before?
Never.
He's only on there to talk NBA, right?
Yeah.
And they're not even using him as, hey, what's the fit in the NBA? And they would ask me that every once in a while. But they fed him all these player comps.
I'm like,
there's no way Kendrick Perkins sat there and was like, you know who, he reminds me of Emmanuel Quickly. Like, there's no way he had all
Morant.
These.
This guy's Ja Morant.
This guy's Ja Morant.
Like, what?
So, yeah, he's Ja Morant because they know each other or whatever, or his mom coached him. That's what they're saying about Jay Nivey.
Whole thing. No, I did.
So some of the
that was a good nugget. They did a good job on some of the background stuff, but, you know.
But Jay Billis must have been like, what am I doing up here?
There was one time where Perk made what I thought was a funny joke, and I'm like
there.
Literally into the camera. It was an SNL no sell.
There was also a time where Perk literally said the pick that was coming up. And like, because we all know that if you follow Woj, you had the picks ahead of time. And well, he's like, great pick.
Depending on when you followed Woj, at 10 o'clock, oh, yeah. At 10 o'clock yesterday morning, he was wrong.
He was wrong. Ahead. No, but when they were saying, I think it was the Jabari Smith pick, and he's like, I love this pick by the Rockets getting Jabari Smith. And then there's like a pause. Then Malik Andrew goes, well, let's see if they get him, Perk. Like, let's see if they draft him.
Right.
And then they did. And then she made a joke about like, oh, you were right. And then they're probably in his ear being like, stop tipping the picks. This is a live broadcast. People are watching this like a television show.
Well, and they also had the, when the Knicks ended up making their trades around 12 and 13.
Yeah.
Perk did the whole, oh, this guy's going to be great for the Knicks. And you hear the pause and Malik Andrews is like,
he's not on the Knicks.
Well, Perk, we just mentioned that he's about to get traded. And you heard like,
yeah, it wasn't great. Because I like all three of them individually, but it wasn't,
The mix was really bad.
They needed to maybe have another person on there, believe it or not, maybe like a coach type. And then you could ask Perk more just about NBA stuff and less about like his every time it was a player comp for poor Perk. That's not what he's there.
I know that we're going to get into this, what Keith didn't like about the NBA yes. draft. Yes. However, your tweet was great. And I think it I didn't do verbatim, but I do believe it was every time they go to Woj, just like the first time he's on TV.
So that's the other part of this broadcast is they throw it over to their info guy. And by the way, they have Bobby Marks and Adrian Wojnarowski sitting at the kids table. Do you see they're like tucked over there by like shoulder to shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
And they throw to him like it's a hostage video. Both guys have their eyes huge and they're like, yeah, right now we have a trade and the 12th pick is going to go to the Rockets. And no, Houston is sending the 13th pick. And you're like, what is this?
It was like Chappelle's show with the race draft right. And they jam Bill Burr in there yeah. And like that tiny little set where they like go to them and doing their thing.
Well, it's like it's happened before where you have somebody who's really good on Twitter and then you put them on the air and you're like, oh, you're kind of funnier on Twitter when you have a chance to sit there and like rewrite it and write it again. Like it was, I don't know if there was a million people in his ear or if there's like the lights were so bright. But it seemed like Bobby Marks and Woj every time were like caught off guard and would just stumble through stuff that was then presented in a graphic. Like, just wait for your graphic department to tell us who's getting what pick and what players go and wherever. So, yeah, that part was also jarring. And I missed, unless he was on ABC, was Fran Fraschilla there? I like him because he would always, every year, he's the guy, former coach.
He knew the Euro players.
He would cover the Euro guys.
He was the expert on that.
And he was hilarious because every time they would go to Fran Fraschilla, he'd be like, this kid I've been following for 8 years. He's only 18 right now. Nowhere near NBA ready, but it's a good pick. He averaged 4.4 points per game in the Spanish B League. Look for him to contribute in 3 years. Like, he's a classic stash player. Like it would always be the same stuff. And then they'd go back to Billis, and Jay Billis would talk about wingspan. And you could set your watch to it. But last night definitely left a little something to be desired.
Well, the Celtics in the second round draft J.D. Davison out of Alabama. And it's funny that you say that he averaged 4 points in the Spanish B League because you have J.D. Davison, who is true freshman, 19 years old, came in, averaged just under 9 points a game in the SEC. And this is one of those like
off the bench, too.
Well, like, and it's a ceiling guy. It really is. This is you really, truly took a project here in the second round. And the draft analysis I thought was interesting. And it kind of ties into the whole Perk stuff, right?
Yeah.
Tell us about this
comp.
Player.
Need a comp.
Well, here we go. This is what it sounded like if you were not watching last night's NBA draft when the Celtics selected Davison.
150 points, 125 rebounds, and 125 assists, Jay.
Well, J.D. Davison is a small guard, but he's really explosive.
With big hair.
Yeah, he does have big hair, doesn't he? But can really get off the floor. Very good in transition. Had some turnover issues. Is not a shooter. You wonder exactly what his game is, but you know, he is spectacularly athletic, and he had some big-time finishes, including a huge tip dunk. I think it was against Houston.
Yeah, he'd be great in a decathlon. He's not necessarily a basketball player. Yeah, I don't really know what he does. Now, again, it's second round, right? It's the ultimate crapshoot.
Pure projects.
Like players of certainty fall off a cliff in the NBA draft. It's like the top five is one thing. The lottery is another thing. The first round's another whole thing. And then it's like second round. So some of these guys will literally never play in the NBA.
Yeah.
Like, that's what's crazy. It's not like the NFL by any stretch. But J.D. Davison's one of those guys. It seems like the Celtics often, even when Ainge was here and now apparently with Stevens, they love the McDonald's All-American, stud high school player who goes 1 or 2 years in college, and maybe you didn't see it all, right? Like, maybe you didn't see the very best. Like Romeo Langford was this high school legend and then got to college, and he was okay. He was better than Davison.
Right.
But he was more potential. It was like, more what could this guy be? And that's what Davison was. He was a top 15 recruit coming out of high school 2 years ago, one-and-done player. Again, if you're getting drafted 53rd, I don't know.
Maybe, you probably should have stayed in school.
Probably should have stayed in school. And well, maybe started a few games. I don't know. But.
Well, I got a little intel from my oldest, who was at Alabama last year.
Very good.
And J.D. Davison is a kid.
Got
Without
it.
Going too deep into some of what, you know.
Some immaturities.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
any of us would freshman year high school.
Roll down tide.
There you go. Right. He was a freshman, and you could tell he was a freshman in college, and, you know, they just did dumb stuff. But that, you know, I asked my oldest, I was like, hey, you know, what's he like? And he was like, meh. He's not like the smartest guy on the planet. However, he is ridiculously athletic.
Is he going to get in trouble in Maine?
I don't think
that's
so.
Where he's going to be.
Well, you're probably right. And
that's
no,
where he's going to be.
I wouldn't think so. It's one of those, you know, how does any 19-year-old handle money? Probably not well.
Not well. And so this will be a little bit of a competition for Peyton Pritchard. I would still say Pritchard's not all that concerned about it, but it is a guy that they drafted, and he has a lot of potential. He's super athletic, like Billis was saying.
He looks like a 19-year-old. That's the thing. Is that
he does?
When
he doesn't shoot
him,
well. And
yeah,
so it's another one of those guys.
A lot
it's funny.
Of growing.
This would have been a Danny Ainge pick. This 100% would have been a guy.
Except
who can't
it would
shoot.
Have been at 28 versus 58 or whatever
True.
It turned out to be.
Yeah, a one and done guy who can't shoot, and it's all based on potential. So I was reading from Kevin O'Connor does an awesome job with his whole big board and draft guide over at The Ringer, and he said he made only 32.7% of his catch and shoot threes. His numbers are lower shooting off the dribble at 26.5 from three.
Oof.
And so, yeah, he was just barely over 30% from the college three. Now, again, he's little. He's like six, just over 6 feet. He looks a little taller on the court because he does have really big hair.
Yeah, I'm listed at 6'3", so whatever that means.
I think he's under
means.
That.
But
I think
he
he's
can leap,
he can throw
apparently.
It down. He can dunk.
Yep.
It says, exciting, again, from O'Connor, exciting shot maker who needs to improve his decision-making to thrive as a playmaker at the next level. And the player comp he gives is Dennis Smith, which you can look at one of two ways.
I was
one,
just going to say.
Dennis Smith was a top 10 pick.
Right.
He's also gotten worse every year he's in the
I
league.
I was just going to say, what version of Dennis
yeah,
Smith?
No,
because maybe coming out of college was the best one.
Correct.
In terms of Dennis Smith. So J.D. Davison is on his way to Boston or Maine. Probably Portland.
Maine.
You would think.
I would go with Maine.
Although, we'll get some Summer League highlights. It's at least a reason to watch Summer League other than
sure.
to
He'll be
see
out
if
there.
He's playing with a murder cornet or something like that.
You'll be able to recognize him pretty easily.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to Gresh and Keith
on WEEI. Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Well, it's a sad time, Gresh, and I feel like you're poking fun, but in reality, one of the great players in Bruins history is going to retire, and they're going to suck next year.
He has to figure out whether he's going to retire or not. Take some time.
Would you like him to be happy about this right now? I don't understand.
I'm just a little surprised that he's just down about it.
But they just got eliminated.
Is he really thinking about retiring, though?
I think he's 100% going to retire.
Wow.
Yeah.
Boy, that John Anderson saves off some stuff there. That was our conversation after, well, the season ended and Patrice Bergeron said what he said. And then it was, is he going to walk away? Is he going to come back? And Joe McDonald had the tweet last night that it looks like Bergeron's coming back.
Have we heard from Bergeron yet?
No, we have not. Oh. So you still have a chance.
Oh, okay.
Your right. wager of plus 500 of whether he was going to retire or not is still active. But in all seriousness, Patrice Bergeron, if he's going to come back on a one-year deal, it still leads to a ton of questions as to what's going on with this team, not only this year, but moving forward.
My first response was, all right, first of all, good. Like, you want Bergeron to play because he's still a really good player.
No doubt.
I was a little surprised, as you heard. I thought he was going to retire. Still hasn't said anything yet, but we'll see. It makes you hate the Cassidy move even more, doesn't it?
It kind of does.
Because if you're going to do the, and again, you really shouldn't be in the, hey, let's run it back. You lost in the first round. That's not really the run it back team.
Right.
But if you're talking about the top end guys, the top four or five players that you have on the ice and the coach.
Who says no to Patrice Bergeron?
Well, but I'm saying, like, is it if you're going to go with the, well, we want a guy that's not mean to the young guys. Do that in a year where you're chock full of young guys, not in a year where you still have Patrice Bergeron and you have Brad Marchand. So that I don't like.
Do you think Bergie coming back, reportedly coming back, is tied into what's going to happen with the coach? Or does Bergeron not, is that not even a factor for this guy?
No, I think he's had such a long and great career that he's probably just deciding with his family, or do I want to go put myself through mentally and physically another full season of hockey? And it doesn't matter if it's his best friend or his worst enemy, I think, coaching a team.
So
it's,
like, really,
it's really about him.
It's about him versus the situation. Yeah. I'm with you 100% on that.
That's my guess.
They could, you know, I don't think they're going to name a coach that Bergie would look and be like, oh, no. I don't want to play for that guy.
And it's not like, you know, Marchand's contract is up, Pasternak's contract's up, and, like, all these guys that he's played with are gone. Like,
that's,
they're still
here.
Yeah, right. We can worry about that later. But those guys, like, for his decision, like, his friends slash, you know, really good teammates, those guys are all coming back. So that should make the decision a little bit easier as well.
I got to say that I was surprised that we found out about Bergeron before we found out who the coach is going to be. I thought that, again, not that it's necessarily tied together, but I thought from a Bergeron standpoint, it might be, okay, I'll let that process sort of play out a little bit and then maybe figure
it
from there.
Classic. So David Quinn did interview yesterday. So I don't know if there's any sort of tie-in you can make between the two of if maybe Bergie got tipped off and that's his guy.
But what a hockey player way to, like, somebody announces it. Like, there's no big players tribune. There's no Instagram video. There's no Twitter announcement.
Joe, like, Mack broke the story. He'll be with us at 12:20. There you go.
Right, like, talk about it today.
Joey got the scoop.
And Bergeron's probably like, fine. Right? Imagine, like, when Tom Brady got scooped on his retirement, he quit, and then he came back, and then he blamed the media. Remember?
Oh, so we need Patrice's dad to come out. Damn right.
Damn right.
Oh, my God.
Remember that whole disaster? This is much more of the hockey way to do it.
Damn right.
No, I mean, he's coming back. Part of me, though, feels like, all right, depending on what the next set of moves are by Don Sweeney, is this just a one-year Band-Aid where it's going to be a similar team, and then next year at this time, we're talking about the complete overhaul?
And that is, at least for me, a little bit of what I'm worried about. Let's get into it with you at 617-779-7937. At Bruins Cap Space does a great job of following this stuff, and they put a graphic up today of sort of where everything is at. And to your point, Rich, there is the... Are you just kind of running it back one more time with the majority of your superstars or all of the, you know, Marchand, Bergeron, Taylor Hall, Pasta, guys like that? So right now the Bruins have $3.18 million in cap space. Now, unless you're Tampa Bay and you're going to injure somebody and put them on long-term IR right now.
Well, most of their team needs surgery, so I guess you could do it.
Well, there is that, but you're going to have to trade someone or you're going to have to move off of someone because the Bruins have a lot of guys that are in what I would call the $3 million neighborhood, right?
Oh, yeah.
Craig Smith, 3.1. Nick Foligno, 3.8. Right?
Oh, my God.
Like, Grizzlick's in at 3.6. Mike Riley is in at $3 million. Derek Forbort in at $3 million. So if we just kind of guess here, I think Bergeron was on an average annual value of about 6.5.
Mm-hmm.
You figure $6 million probably gets it done, right?
Yep.
In that neighborhood right around there.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to ask for a ton, but he obviously can't disrespect the guys.
Correct,
so I think,
Mundo.
Yeah, you're paying Taylor Hall $6 million, so based on that, Bergeron should get paid more, but no, I think $6 million he would take.
Perfect.
That's fair.
So just with your cap space and needing to move on from a player alone just to be able to get that done, let alone to be able to add to this team.
So that's what's tricky about it is just...
Is Kadri off the table now because Bergie's back?
I would think so.
It doesn't seem like they have, unless they're going to move on from players, yeah, like how, then it'd be different.
How creative can you get, and what do you have that is tradable? Like the whole Jake DeBrus thing, is he definitely on the team because he signed the extension and there's a new coach, or he still kind of wanted out, but then he only wanted out because of Cassidy, so there's a back and forth there, but you could maybe get something for him.
Like, does somebody want Charlie Coyle at $5.25 million? Is there any way they could get rid of him at that number?
No,
right, exactly.
It's a tricky spot to be in because...
That's an albatross right there.
You look at them, they are sort of similar to the Celtics in a sense where everybody you played last year is back.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Bergeron needs to re-sign, but... Other than that, everybody seems to be back. So there's not the, hey, you let these three guys walk away, and then you have money, and you can be aggressive, and you can make... And
right.
Then at that point, you can trade players or acquire players for picks and all that stuff. But right now, based on where they're at on the cap, it does seem like it's going to be tough because I don't know how many tradable commodities they really have.
Well, and you have David Pastrnak, who's in the final year of a deal where the AAV is 6.67.
Yeah, you got to extend him.
Well, you would not only got to extend him, but I would think that if Bergeron has maybe given the Bruins the Iggy, I'm going to come back for one more year and then we'll see. The Bees just might be thinking, all right, well, Bergeron does walk away. Hopefully a Young can jump in and we can slide some of the Bergeron money over to Pasta because he's probably going to end up being, what, a $9.5 million a year player?
Yeah.
Pastrnak?
Yep. And I think you have to do it. They have a history, really, in one thing. Whether you like Don Sweeney or not, you got to give him credit. He's locked up a lot of guys before they've hit free agency, and he's gotten them at pretty good deals.
The Hamper.
Marchand, Hamper, McAvoy, Bergeron. I truly think all of them would have made more money had they hit the open market,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't. And he found a way to keep all those guys. So Pastrnak's the next one. You got to keep this guy long-term because if you don't, I mean, how are you going to – not easy to find – guys capable of 50 goals every year.
Agreed.
And that are this age and you know can play in Boston. So.
And so that also would give you then, at least over the next couple of years in theory, Marchand, Pastrnak, Hamper, mm-hmm. McAvoy, Young Goalie, and Swayman.
Yep.
You've at least got some guys that can put the flag in the ground and say...
Yeah, it's a team.
That's
a team.
It's a start. Yep. It is. There you go. It's high-end guys that hopefully you can build around. 617-779-7...
Go ahead.
93.7.
What is this? Is this his gimmick now?
Sorja and Mansfield. Here we
what
go.
What do you have, Sorja?
Go ahead, Sorja.
Bring a little energy.
What's going on, guys? Listen, the Bergeron signing was a must. I think the coaching change is going to be great. You saw what happened with the Celtics. I'm not a hockey guy. I'm a Patriots and Celtics guy.
Yep.
But here's the thing, guys.
Okay.
We're winning it next year, guys. Come on.
All right.
Come on. We're winning it. Come on.
Sorja, you got to come up. Yeah, see you later. We need to come up with something else. We need to come up. So Sorja wants to be the every team in the city is going undefeated and they're all going to win. It's not a great gimmick. However, the reasoning behind it can't be, come on.
Come on,
come
right?
on, guys. Come on.
The coaching chain's going to work. Who's the coach going to be? I don't know. But come on.
But it's going to work. Right? The Celtics, they switched coaches and they won the whole thing. What? No, they didn't? Never mind.
I'm trying to remember if there's
Bergeron hasn't even re-signed or anything. Like, what is he talking about?
Wasn't there a Family Guy episode where that was like the way Peter Griffin tried to sway someone?
Come on.
Come on.
Probably.
Come on.
Like, you're not giving me any extra reasons. No details.
Come
no
on.
Facts, stats.
That's all it is.
Nothing.
They're the come on Bruins.
Guys, they're winning it all. Come on.
Oh, my God.
And now he's branching out into other teams. Like, that was his Celtics take before. He's like, they're winning it all. Come on. And now it's the Bruins are going to win it all.
Well, he said he's a Patriots and a Celtics guy. Good Lord.
True.
What's it going to be like?
We haven't heard any of his Pats takes yet.
I don't even.
Is he picking them to win the Super Bowl?
Will he be as scattershot as Wiggy?
Maybe. Speaking of, Wiggy and I had another 5-minute conversation before our show started.
I gotta tell you.
It was unbelievable.
It really was. Wiggs in his top 5 lists. I have found the one person who has a more transient top 5 list than you.
Yeah, we found
and
him.
It's Wiggs.
Jermaine Wiggins, who this morning, he's all about Kevin Durant. He wants Kevin Durant. And part of his rant for Durant was he's a top 5 player.
Yep.
And I'm like, Wiggy, there's no way he's a top 5 player anymore. Like, I thought we all had that discussion and conclusion
after
they swept him in the Nets series.
We came to an agreement
we
as
did.
A station.
The whole country came together. We all came together. Charles Barkley, Kenny Smith, Shaq. We all came together. We're like, Durant's good, but he's on the decline. Remember, there was here comes Tatum and then Durant. So all playoffs long, if you listen to the morning show, Wiggy said Jason Tatum is a top 5 player and the best 2-way player. That was his big take. Remember, he was even saying he might be better than Giannis. He was like going back and forth. So, I'm like, Wiggy, you can't have Durant in your top 5. And I go, who's your top 5? Because I go, your boy LeBron's in there. He's like, oh, yeah, LeBron's definitely in there.
LeBron, yep.
And then he's like, well, Giannis. And then he put Luka in there with Durant. And I'm like, well, what about Jokic, who's won back-to-back MVPs? And he's like, well, no, I can't, not him. I'm like, all right, he's won back-to-back MVPs.
You hit him with, what about Jokic? What about Tatum?
What about Curry? What about Curry? And he his head exploded.
His ears, it was like, right. Like the steam started coming out of his ears. It's like,
to sort of get to his point this time for today's take.
That's right, because it was you got to get rid of Brown, yep. You got to get rid of Smart, you got to get rid of Tatum, you got to bring in Kyrie.
Now it's KD. But all playoffs long, Tatum was a top 5 player, and then today he isn't because he has to get Durant and LeBron in there with Giannis, Curry, and Luka. Meanwhile, no Jokic, no Embiid, no Jason Tatum. Who again? He was like championing the whole time. He loved Tatum, and then he even goes, "I go, well, didn't you say he's the best 2-way player?" He's like, "Yeah, he is the best 2-way player." And I go, "That guy doesn't crack the top 5? That's wild."
And then the Open started playing. And,
yeah, I know I got to do a show.
And then Rich was like, "Yeah, I got to do a show." And meanwhile, Jermaine was still like muttering to himself out the door.
But I thought
the hallway talking to himself.
But didn't we all? And he's like, a bad series. Or he's like, Tatum had a bad series. I'm like, yeah, Tatum had a bad series in the finals. Durant got swept out of the first round. And he's like, I'm like, no, listen, I'm not saying Durant's completely washed, right? A guy that good still obviously has a ton of value, but he's not the same player that he was. And hell, neither's LeBron. But wait, he's living in the past on that one.
The texter, the 774, the NBA is crazy. There's 10 people in the top 5.
Well, I'm kind of guilty of that as well, but you gotta if that's your argument and you keep going back to him being in the top 5, you probably should have a concrete top 5.
I think the other thing too is that it's there are a lot of great players in the NBA.
Yeah, it's pretty loaded right now.
And it's more than just all guards. Like, I know you and I go back and forth on like wide receivers, right?
Yep.
But if that's just one position of whatever, 15 on a football field, you know what I mean? In the NBA, it's a little easier to kind of narrow it down. It's not like, well, here's the top 5 guards, and then here's the top 5 forwards, and then the top 5
bigs. No, especially the way these guys play. Like, Giannis and Durant they don't play like Shaquille O'Neal and Patrick Ewing played. Like, there's a big difference now. And you can just, it's pretty simple. You look at the best teams, you look at the best players, and it's like, okay, who do you want? Who are the guys? And, you know, whether you want to use all NBA as a metric or
You know, or your
team
eyes,
success,
you know, maybe, right? Your eyeballs, Davey eyeballs.
Right. But LeBron misses the playoffs, and Durant gets swept out of the first round, yet he's still jamming those guys into the top five.
Yeah, is Durant a descending player?
Yes.
Yeah, he's still pretty damn good, though.
When you're descending from top, yes. Then, yeah, obviously you're still pretty good.
And Durant was arguably a top three player. Forget top five. For a period of time, Kevin Durant was probably a top three player, which he's falling from.
Oh, yeah, or it was him and LeBron, and they were going back and forth for a little bit. There was a little bit of that, but... The steam has come off of him because now the revisionist history comes into effect where you're like, if the Warriors won before and after him, how important was he to the two titles that he did win there?
Curry changed the narrative on not only himself, but probably Kevin Durant and a few others as well along the way. Let's be real. Like, Draymond Green is going to... He's a four-time NBA champion, and he's going to tell you about it. And
yes,
Steph
will.
Curry was a much, 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 much bigger reason this year that they won an NBA title than a guy like Draymond Green. But again, he was there, and to the victors go to the spoils, apparently.
Say what he wants.
617-779-7937. Subscribe to the Gresham Key Podcast, WEEI.com, wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe. Have it dropped right into the device of your choice. Look, since Sean kind of mentioned it, this is it's more hockey-related as we get back to that. But Tuukka said he told fans at the U.S. Open last weekend that he was coming back and to go tell Twitter. Now,
go to Twitter right now.
Okay, I think we have now learned that, hey, everybody is in. If it's a good troll job, okay, people will laugh. They might get pissed for a second, but after they sort of get out of the moment, it's like, okay, that was funny. Why would he do this? We already know that the guy's hips are shot.
Just messing with people, I guess. See if they take the cheese.
Want to get back on the Greg Hill show or something
hopefully
like
that's
that?
Not,
and
hopefully
thought that was his way back in.
Hopefully it's not what happened with the Patrice Bergeron news from today. Hopefully that's not the case.
Yeah, Joe McDonald at 12:20 will confirm that.
We can figure this out. But, Tuukka, you know what? He gave it a shot and didn't work out, and he's done. Nice career. Very, very, very nice career. Very, very good player.
Who would have taken the cheese on that? Did anybody, by the way?
Sup, Tuukka?
I don't think so. If anybody would have had the inside track,
whoever,
it would have been Tuukka.
Whoever voted Tuukka Rask as third team all NHL, that guy probably is hoping he's back.
Yeah. Or at least there'll be some friends on the team, be able to get some good intel, maybe get a couple pictures of kids or something like that, make it look good.
But speaking of Wiggy, he should be very happy. Tuukka Rask, it seems like, is going to reside in the Boston area and stay here for the rest of his life, which I know is very important to all athletes should stay here.
It's another Wiggy take.
Live here forever, so he's got that going for him.
I guess Wiggy, considering he's from here, so because
which is
Wiggs,
again, yeah.
But Wiggs is from here, and he played here. So does that mean he gets to go be like a snowbird at some point when he and his wife decide,
he's
all right, we're going
to the bitter end.
You think, or he's going to live here till the bitter end?
I think he has to.
It'll be like a Vincent Linda McMahon. Mrs. Wiggs in the sun. Jermaine's going to stay
possible
here for principal, by God.
Uh-huh.
That is pretty funny. That is another good Wiggy one as well. 617-779-7937. Oh, somebody, Wiggy's answer for everything is blow it up.
Right. Yeah, he was trying to blow it up throughout the playoffs. Then when they lost in game six of the NBA Finals, he was able to go right back to the well.
Are the Bruins a step away from blowing it up?
Yeah.
You think?
So. Well, yeah, because I think you had to have the conversation this year if Bergeron retired.
Yeah.
So if he doesn't, okay, it's a one-year deal. So don't you have that conversation next year combined with will Pastrnak resign? Like, will Pastrnak resign? Like, McAvoy? Then great. Or what if he's Mookie Betts?
You just asked the tough question.
That's it. Because
right. Does he look at free agency and say, I can go get $12 million a year?
Because that's the one thing. Because even Marchand, still a great player, but getting up there in age. So the reason why I don't think you would blow it up is if you're like, all right, you got Pastrnak, McAvoy, Swayman. Each level, you have one of the best players in the – well, Swayman, let's see, right? He was the best rookie goaltender. Let's see if he can. But McAvoy, already one of the best defensemen in the league. Mm-hmm. Pastrnak, one of the best goal scorers in the league. I know you need a lot more than that, but that is a pretty good place to start.
It's a good group.
But if I told you that Pastrnak wants, $11 million from somebody and they're not going to do it, then what? Then don't you have to blow it up? You have nothing left. You have one good defense pair, and that's it.
That's where you have to hope the general manager drafted well.
Well, maybe. We'll see.
Spoiler alert, he didn't.
Right, exactly.
What about the last couple drafts? We haven't seen those guys yet.
Well,
we'll be seeing them in October of this year.
Just gonna say,
it's gonna be open tryouts with all the guys who are hurt.
Everybody's the fourth line AHL line that they'll be putting out there.
I don't want to make the whole seg, or at least the half of the seg, about Wiggs, but if it's open tryouts,
but in a way,
what better defense?
I'll lace him up, Wiggins.
Get him out there.
Oh yeah,
he skates backwards.
Well, I don't know if he does, but he's got his guy. He talks about his beer league hockey team all the time. He's
right.
Like Fuji, his goalie. He's like 60 years old. But still,
Fuji
is
the goalie.
He's like 60, still gets it done, though. Didn't get him out there for a tryout. He got to be a little bit better than Linus.
He's the E-Bug after Raycroft.
But would you say that the
good pull,
the idea of the blow-up or the rebuild might have more to do with Pastrnak than Bergeron?
Oh,
everybody's
totally
focused on Bergeron, yep. But I mean, Pastrnak's your 26-year-old stud that's only got 1 year left on his deal.
Yeah, very much so. The Pasta future is, I don't want to say it's in doubt, but what he wants to do shapes where the Bruins go, no question. 617-779-7937 on Twitter and Instagram, at Gresh Keefe. And speaking of Keefe, what he liked and didn't like about last night's NBA draft, next.
WEEI, New England Sports Original.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Gresh and Keefe on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
With the first pick in the 2022 NBA Draft, the Orlando Magic select Paolo Banchero from Duke University.
Now, for as much as John saved your hot take on Patrice Bergeron, he should have saved that you said yesterday that Banchero should go number one overall.
Sorry, I don't save Orlando Magic takes.
It's a good take. NBA draft, the only thing going on last night, nailed the number one pick, although I didn't bet on it, so that's my fault.
No.
I felt confident that he was going to be the number one pick.
You're more right than Woj was at one point in time, and then at 7:25 he came on and was like, one of the great stealth operations. He's all right then.
Is that what it is?
That's what he said.
They're trying to work Woj? That's what it turned into?
Yeah, that's what it was. They're working Woj.
But there was, like, throughout the regular season of college basketball, and then the tournament, and then the months leading up to the draft, didn't it seem like all three of the top three picks at a different time were the number one pick?
Correct.
Everybody's like, it's definitely going to be Chet Holmgren. But for much of the season, it was Chet Holmgren. And then it turned to Jabari Smith from Auburn. And then Paolo Banchero, though, at the beginning of the year was the guy from Duke. And then ultimately he was the one. So he goes to Orlando. I mean, how bad are Orlando, Oklahoma City, and Houston? Those teams are so far away. They are so bad.
And Oklahoma City, I think, took three guys in the first round and gave away three first-round picks all last night.
It was
so
chaos.
Of the 18 they had, six of them got used in last night's draft.
Well, some of the trades, too, were so bizarre because it was, I think it was the 11th pick, which actually is involved in my likes and dislikes, but the 11th pick got traded for multiple ones. Like, it was very vague. Like,
right.
You had no idea. They're like, they traded for multiple ones. And that's because they're all protected. Like, they might not even get any of them. Or, I mean, they might get one. Like, eventually,
what
it'll, like, price out.
That guy in New York.
So many weird trades.
And then, when the commissioner had to come out.
They salary dumped Kemba.
Oh, they did.
So they had a horrible night.
They salary dumped Kemba. By the way, Kemba about to get bought out and shipped out of Detroit.
Yes.
So what did you like in this draft?
Well, I liked getting the number one pick right. I was happy about that. I also like, here's my prediction for Rookie of the Year. Jaden Ivey goes fifth to Detroit Horrible mistake by Sacramento, calling it now. They went with Keegan Murray from Iowa, number 4.
What else is new?
They are going to regret that. They are going to absolutely regret that. Jaden Ivey now teams up with Cade Cunningham, which I think is going to be a pretty interesting backcourt.
That's pretty good for them.
That's pretty good. So if you're playing, you know, NBA Jam, that'll be good. The rest of the team sucks. So I don't know what you do there.
If you play the Legacy in NBA 2K, start with him. In 3 years, you'll be great.
So I think Jaden Ivey will be the best player, at least his rookie year, and maybe from the entire draft going forward. Another guy, the biggest boom or bust player in my mind has to be Shaedon Sharpe from Portland. Got him at number 7.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting story with him. He's one of the best players in high school a year ago, and then reclassified. This happens. This is like a prep school issue that these kids run into. So he reclassified
And just for those who don't know what that means, it means you're moving up a year within the recruiting cycle so that if you can figure it out from your high school standpoint, instead of being class of 2022, you're class of 2021, which means you can enter college early or the G League early.
Right. And also because you still can't get drafted unless you are 1 year removed from your high school.
Right.
So he reclassified, went to Kentucky, but didn't play.
Never played.
He practiced, and Jay Billis told a story about how he went to a Kentucky practice, and he was just fixated on Shaedon Sharpe, like, playing with a coach at the other end. And some of the highlights they showed of this guy, he, like, jumped over the rim, I think.
Yeah, it's insane.
He was insane. So he's either going to be great or he's probably going to be bad for a year or two, and then I think he could be really good, but it's interesting. Like, I don't know if that's what's going to keep Damian Lillard in Portland. Like, this guy seems like a bit of a project.
Right.
But we'll see how that goes. I also loved, at number 11, the New York Knicks fans booing the hell out of the pick of Osman Dieng, who was traded anyway.
Yep.
And Malik Andrews had to say, oh, don't worry about that, Osman. The Knicks fans, they're pretty passionate. And then she's like, but they'll ride with you until the wheels fall off. I'm like, what are you talking about? They're booing this guy before they've seen him play. He's a kid from France who was on the team for 30 seconds. He immediately got traded. But the Knicks fans, who they need all the help they can get. That's another garbage franchise. But like they were already convinced that he was terrible. Another interesting player is Patrick Baldwin Jr., who went to the Warriors at 28. And that was the pick I thought maybe the Celtics would jump back into the first round and take. His story, he was a top 5 recruit and turned down Duke to go to Wisconsin-Milwaukee because that's where his dad coaches. He's supposed to be a shooter, and he shot like crap all season. So he's actually had a terrible year, but he's one and done. So that is all just on upside. It's almost similar to the Celtics pick, but this kid, I get, was a little bit better even coming out of high school.
What did you not like?
The broadcast wasn't great. The broadcast was disappointing. I didn't like that. Usually it's pretty good. I know there's a lot of moving parts. But I didn't love the – even though Malik Andrews, Perk, and Jay Billis, individually I think they're all pretty good, but I think they miscast Perk. I think that was a big problem.
This is what it's all about.
Yeah.
That's what they should have said.
Oh, that was Malik
said.
Andrews. That was
Yeah. Oh, by the way, that mom's crying. This is what it's all about.
Speaking of, back to the likes real quick, a lot of good-looking moms. John, this is right in your wheelhouse.
Well, that
– a lot of attractive moms. A lot of attractive moms last night.
Well, that is what it's all about.
That really was what it was all about.
Everybody DVR it?
You can find it on YouTube. Probably. Somebody probably already has them ranked.
However, there was not one that looked better than Luca's mom.
No, that's kind of hard to top.
Yeah, she's like model type for crying out loud.
It was pretty well
done.
There
were some good outfits, too. Yeah. Banchero had an awesome. Purple rain. Was that a print? Was that an homage to Prince?
There was a lot of bright colors. Yeah, he had the purple. There was a flashy green one. There was a red one. One that I didn't like, Chet Holmgren's big chain with dice on it. And then he did an interview where he explained the dice, and he's like, well, 3 and 4, my number. And then 7, it adds up to 7, which was my Team USA number. And I always bet on myself. I was like, ugh,
you know,
gross.
You know what makes me cringe?
No.
Broke college athletes showing up at the draft.
I'm not sure how broke he is.
With $100,000 worth of ice and you don't own a car or a house or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, how about that first, right? How about let me purchase a condominium in Oklahoma City before I show up with a giant
huge.
Then I have to describe to people what it means.
Yeah, I didn't love that. And then the last thing is no big trades. not just for the Celtics, but for anybody else. You were hoping for some sort of big splash.
The three firsts for the Knicks didn't do it for you?
The multiple picks that all have like a thing on them? No.
A caveat.
That one didn't do it for me. Yeah, nothing really crazy. Yeah, a couple of pick swaps here and there and all that. That's normal. But no big-time all-stars. So they would just refer to a lot of the different rumors that were going on. But nobody got dealt. Nothing really doing.
Can I tell you what I loved about the draft quickly?
Yes.
Once again, we had another Kendrick Perkins audio meltdown, except this one was shorter.
Yeah.
If you remember last year, Perk in the NBA coverage had a bit of an issue with Moody Mosey.
Two of the best to ever do it. When you look at Moses Moody.
Somebody, I mean, you got to unplug him and plug him back in at that point. Oh, he like short-circuited.
So he tried to talk about OG Anunoby.
Yeah, because this was another one of Perk's player comps that I'm sure he came up with.
Yeah, well, they should have taught him the player name because here's how that sounded.
Absolutely. I got OG and Anunoby. When you talk about his size.
So OG Anunoby and Manu Ginobili, if they had a baby together, then that's what apparently this player would have been.
It's a tough name.
Poor Perk.
Yeah. But when you're feeding him all these player comps, like let him at least know like guys that he knows. Oh man.
News coming out of the NBA draft. As Keith said, no big trades. But oh boy, is there about to be a shakeup in the NBA. And we're busting on Wig for bringing up Kevin Durant, but now it looks like it's all crumbling down in Brooklyn. We'll get to that and you next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.